Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, we continue to follow what is happening in Miami, and the details become more horrifying each time you see a new update, of course. The video yesterday circulating was just horrific, and we hear stories coming from people that lived there that had heard creaks and groans and buildings shaking. Maybe they worried about that. I wonder if, you know, that makes me worried every now and then. I hear a shake in my building. So we're going to get down to the bottom of what is happening in terms of what we should maybe worry about. And for that, I go to a former, he was a licensed building inspector for 35 years here in Chicago, Kurt Mittenbuehler. Kurt, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
So obviously, before we get to what we should worry about, you know, when you look at the video and everyone wants to prognosticate this thing already, it's way too soon to have any real idea of what happened to this building, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, this is where everybody should be quiet and listen to the engineers. But there's a few things that, I mean, I was up late last night watching video in horror about how this thing went down. It was dropped like a professional demolitions expert came in and dropped it just straight down, boom. And then the helicopter footage, the first thing that struck me is, where's all the debris? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a lot of debris. And normally you'd see a huge pile, and it kind of looked flat. So, again, I'm shooting from the hip and jumping to conclusions, but it looks like it dropped into a hole.
Right.
And then when you bounce that off of all the sinkhole stuff that we know about Florida, one can only kind of, you know, think that.
Right. But we got to wait and see, right?
Yeah, we got to wait and see. And it's important to understand Florida real estate. And Florida is a kind of Ponzi scheme where tomorrow's growth pays for today's needs, and real estate's the largest employer. It's a con game, and the commissioners in the county and city are only too happy to go along to keep everything humming and the big money happy. And there have been people saying, don't build where you're building and don't build in the manner that you're building for four decades. And they were treated as pearl-clutching hand-wringers and pushed aside. And I think that the story is ultimately going to go to, geez, they shouldn't have built it there.
Right.
And we do know the soil structure of Florida and the limestone bedrock formulations, and they've been pumping groundwater out, and you know that's why there's all these sinkholes. And I can't help but think that that's part of the problem. I mean, it was just somebody got approval that they shouldn't have gotten.
Do you imagine that there's buildings right next to it. In fact, a newer one. I didn't see the building on Google Maps, and it's there. So it's within 4 or 5 years old. Are inspectors going through those buildings right now?
I would imagine that there is an army of engineers and inspectors descending on that area. And in fact, if you look at the map, it wasn't even the whole building. It was like a section of the building. It just dropped straight down in two parts. The middle part, and then the outer part. Boom, boom. And it was just like, whoa.
So it's horrifying to see.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine someone who knows a little bit about how this stuff works. So that's what I really want to ask you, because I live in kind of like the Roscoe Village on a busy street.
The
bus goes by, the truck goes by, I'm on the third floor, my building shakes a little bit, or the walls seem to shake.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have stories like that have lived in buildings.
Right.
So when do you become concerned about that?
It goes to very specific issues. The soils in Chicago are all over the map. I mean, parts of Lincoln Park and the areas closer to the lake, if you dig down 4 feet, you hit a sand dune. I mean, it's pure silica sand. Couldn't choose a better material to build upon. You know, and people talk about, oh, don't build on sand. They're talking about shifting sand dunes. If you want a building to stay there, you put it on, you know, compacted sand. There's other parts of Chicago. Parts of Lakeview, they were swamp, and when they were developing it rapidly, they were bringing in what's called dirty fill. There's loams and clays and sometimes old stumps and just sloppy soils. You can almost, I'm not sure this is the right description, but some of the soils, like, you know, Bucktown, Roscoe, going up Western, almost kind of gelatinous. And so when that big truck rumbles down Western Avenue, there's big loft buildings in Bucktown where, I mean, the whole building just kind of rumbles with it. That doesn't mean the building is coming down.
Right.
And it means that an old industrial building that was put on land that was not valuable, now it's on land that's extremely valuable.
Right.
And it's been turned into residences, and, okay, there's really nothing you can do about it. And I would never say never, but the likelihood of one of those big old loft buildings coming down is, you know, so far out that, you know, if I had to place bets, and I'm not a gambler, but if I had to, it's like, nah, that thing ain't coming down.
So
there are other issues in Chicago, though. Uh-huh. And we know about those issues because back in 08, we started a business, you know, trying to keep the lights on. Real estate's collapsing all around us. What do we do now? We were aware of a lot of buildings that leak and had other problems. It was like, okay, let's go into the repair business. That repair business has kind of exploded. And the real problems in Chicago are not with the big old buildings or your 100-year-old two-flat. The problems in Chicago are with the relatively new stuff. And I don't know how granular you want me to go here in this interview, and I'm not trying to give myself a plug, but
right.
To understand it, you know, you got to go into the weeds a little bit.
Well, I guess the broad strokes then, because, all right, you live in one of these newer buildings, and you feel confident about the smaller ones and the trucks driving by on Western Avenue, but like,
yeah.
is there a worry someone should have listening right now that's in a tall, newer building in Chicago?
High rises, I'm going to kind of back off and leave that up to the engineers.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to back off on
okay.
that one.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to be a certainty. I just want to know, like, at what point should someone say something? I mean, like, if you hear something, because you don't want to just be overwhelming, you know, your condo association or what it is, because you heard a noise.
Yeah, no, the odd tick and pop and maybe even a little snap in the middle of the night, I'm not immediately concerned. I can run down 1,000 specifics on buildings all over Chicago, new, old, high-rise, fancy condos on Michigan Avenue. They shift around. There's cracks that appear. I'm still generally confident that, yeah, okay, buildings move. There's always value engineering in some part of any construction project. Somebody didn't do something that they should have done. Things move around, they crack. All right. The likelihood of just a drop like the Florida building, again, I'm just like, nah, that's not how it works. Because me and my friends, we're a bunch of building nerds. When things go down, we're immediately on the phone to each other, racing through the night to see what actually happened. A bunch of the collapses that I have personally witnessed, I mean, to kind of winnow down to the short points, it's like some idiot was off the record doing a remodeling job and drove his Bobcat into a support post. Or,
right, something where it's very obvious what happened.
Yeah, very obvious. The one in Evanston where the house blew down.
Right.
Well, the guy was working off the books and took out all the structural supports and the wind blew it down.
Right.
There was a mess down in Hyde Park along the lake. Same thing. They shouldn't have been doing what they did. But, like, just a mysterious collapse out of the blue. I'm just not seeing it.
Right. Kurt, how often do buildings that you can speak of get inspected for structural things? We hear about this building, oh, maybe it was nearing its 40-year inspection, but it's not like no one took a look at this building, and you don't have to speak specifically to this building, but other buildings here in Chicago. Like, no one takes a look for 40 years? Like, I mean, are people down in the basements looking?
There's all kinds of inspections, and I can only start to sound like a cynical crank in talking about our City of Chicago Buildings Department. There's something that's called a critical facade inspection. You know, remember when those people were killed and injured with stuff falling off the building downtown?
Mm-hmm.
That was when the critical facade inspection was implemented. Everybody's got to get it looked at every number of years. It changes everything. You know, I know a bunch of guys doing those things. They look at the buildings with high-powered binoculars from four blocks away and write a report saying it's okay. So there's that part. The city coming out and inspecting stuff, I have to go to cynical crank mode here. It's hit or miss. And there are various schedules, and there's ways around it. And the really tricky players in the city of Chicago real estate market know how to play the game. And, you know, should everything be inspected? Of course it should. But does it happen? No.
I felt good about the first part of the interview about where I live. And now I feel like concerned for people that live in taller, newer buildings and what you're talking about. Although, as you say, again, this stuff is pretty rare. Kurt, I wish we had more time. Yeah. I hope maybe we can follow up again soon, okay?
All right. Appreciate the time.
That's Kurt Minbuehler. He's a licensed building inspector for 35 years. I don't know if that put anyone's mind at ease, but certainly a horrific situation. In the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to an architect who knows a little bit about some of this stuff and how it works.